Of course, the big irony in all this discussion of kludgy government technology is that the federal government actually has some really fabulous technology. Okay, maybe not the USS Forrestal supercarrier that was sold for scrap for a penny to a metal recycling company in Texas this week, and maybe not the Angela Merkel bot that listened in on the leader of Germany's telephone calls. Certainly the space program might have some techie delights to share, though. And I don't mean sending all of the bickering politicians and bureaucrats screaming about the Affordable Care Act into near-Earth orbit. Daniel Perez is the CEO of Marbler. Welcome, Daniel.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, you have a very interesting collaboration going with NASA to try to get some of its technology merged out into the private sector. First of all, what have they got, and how difficult is it to get the goodies inside NASA out into the private sector?
That's actually a really great question. So NASA, first of all, when it comes to their technology, they have some of the most exciting technology, you know, hate to use a pun, in the galaxy. I mean, they have about $16 billion research budget a year. That's on par with any of the largest corporations you'll ever find out there. And, you know, they're very, very good at solving some incredible problems. They don't just do blue skies research, although they do quite a bit of that, but they develop technologies to solve problems that are facing their astronauts up in space and to help support human life up in space. And very often, a lot of these technologies could potentially have some terrestrial applications.
As we've already seen this hour, the government is actually very good at pushing its big data out to help startups and to assist the private sector. This is more the actual tangible technology and gadgets. Is it a licensing arrangement that you're assisting with, or are you actually re-engineering devices to create fundamentally new products?
Well, it's we're trying to facilitate, the transfer. So while we're not actually getting technically involved with, you know, changing any product per se, what we're trying to do is trying to reimagine the product. So what Marbler does is we post interesting technology from around the world, and we're working with NASA with quite a bit of their technology, so we put this technology out there and we ask anybody from around the world to think of new ways it could be applied, new problems it could solve. For instance, NASA has developed a huge amount of IP and a lot of technologies towards, say, analyzing solar flares or trying to make sense of all the images they're processing out in space. Now, NASA has some of the most brilliant rocket scientists, but they can't be expected to know all the different problems that might exist in different commercial sectors. Or, you know, for instance, some of this image processing software could be used in Hollywood, could be used to process license plates by police forces. And so what we do with Marbler is we put this technology out there that's already patented, and we allow people to chew on it and to say, hey, I would take that laser from NASA and I'd put it in a traffic signal instead to help, you know, allow automobiles to more efficiently traverse the streets.
So the image stabilization stuff that NASA has is even better than the Steadicam stuff that Hollywood's been using for years?
It would put Hollywood to shame. I mean, these guys have developed some of the most impressive image stabilization and video stabilization software out there. But they also have opened up some of their IP around their shuttlecrafts, some IP around some radiation-resistant materials. It's actually really neat, some of the stuff that they've been able to come up with, and we're trying to find out what else could we do with it.
And you're interested in anybody's ideas here. The crowdsourcing is part of the idea.
So we've had what we try to do with Marbler, we try to engage people from around the world. So you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, certainly. So there's a high school student who obviously is a little over 16 now, and he's encountering the problem that a lot of us encounter when we live in a cold climate, in that every morning he's got to wait for his windshields to defrost. And so he was thinking, why not incorporate some of this NASA technology to automatically start defrosting his windows? And in fact, he's combined it with some other technology that we have from Korea to allow it such that it's app-enabled. It knows when his alarm goes off in the morning, and it starts defrosting it, so it's all ready for him by the time he makes it to his car. It's actually really clever.
Yeah, and practical. You know, you'd expect time machines from high school students, but no, that's very, very practical. Daniel, thanks so much.
Hey, no worries.
Daniel Perez is CEO of Marbler, a startup that's partnering with NASA to repurpose some of its patented existing technologies.